peace, love, justice to everyone. Welcome again to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people, and you're listening to Black History is 24/7 permanently. Yes, indeed. We're doing it in Black History Month like we do it every month right here at www.blackonblackunity.com. I am your host today. So happy to be here with you, Sister Nia2X, and even happier with our guest, our returning guest, bringing us the real 411 for a person that we love, admire. We're doing part two. Let me cut through the chase. Yes, indeed. For that highly anticipated interview, part two, with our wonderful guest, our sister, Sister Ella McCall Hagen, and she's coming to, I won't say complete, because we can go raw, Sister Helen, and do it till we get satisfied, indeed. So I'm not going to say we're going to complete the interview, because we're talking about an icon. She hasn't finished putting her footprint in the sand. But first, let me welcome again our sister back in 7 days, Sister Ella McCall Hagen. Peace to you, sister. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. So glad to be back.
And we're so glad to have you back. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm just thrilled. This is one of my breathtaking historical Black History moments in my life.
You know, we can understand that. And when I say we, those are the individuals that heard part one. This is part two of talking about the life of Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes. That's right. And it was Sister Ella McCall Hagen a week ago who came here to the airwaves to tell us information and share in just a real short time about the life of her friend, Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes. This is what makes the interview for me, Sister Ella, so special, when you can say that you are a friend of so many prominent people. We mentioned, for an example, if you didn't hear part one and you want to hear it, because she is also a friend of the late, great Rosa Parks. That's right, Rosa Parks. We are talking with her friend, and she was Rosa Parks' friend for 15 years. Is that right, sister?
Yes, of her life, right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And now she is back. Well, actually, the interview was about Sister Kathy Hughes.
Right.
But our guest, Sister Ella McCall Hagen, has also come here to tell us about Rosa Parks. So we did the beginning of part one, just updating about Rosa Parks, and now we are doing part two. Mm-hmm. Not of Rosa Parks this time, but completing a little bit more of part one of Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes. And like we are just, it's just upon us now, Sister Ella, I'm going to leave that word alone, completely. I'm going to let nature take its course and let God decide of how he wants us to honor his daughter, our sister, your friend, and a friend to the Black community, friend to the Black world, you know, Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes. So, Sister Ella McCall Hagen, again, welcome back. We left off. You was going to tell us about her son. Her son, you said his name was Alfred Charles, what did you say? Liggins, I believe. Alfred Charles Liggins. Is that correct?
Yeah, Alfred Charles Liggins. And I'm not sure whether he's a junior or a third, or I forgot about that.
But, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he was
named
after.
And that's just what we're doing, putting the story together in Black history with two principles, truth and facts. And we may not have all of it right now, but we're not going to embellish, and we're not going to hold back on the entire network on information as we, Black people, control our story 24/7 permanently. We need to control our story.
Exactly.
But before we get down with the get down,
before we get down, can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
Today is Mrs. Rosa Parks, Mrs. Rosa Louise Parks, 109th birthday. Today is her birthday.
Well, I'm so happy that you shared that historical fact with us. And today's date is?
Today's date is February 4th, 2022.
And so she would have been 109
years old.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Well, happy Earth Day to her, to her memory. Many of the children now know so much about Mrs. Rosa Parks, and if they want to find out even more, we're going to give out the interview that you, Sister Ella McCall Hagen, gave, because you gave, I think that was a part one. I'm not sure. That was only a part one?
That was, I thought it was pretty long, but you know, you said that it was still a lot to tell, just like Miss Hughes, it's still a lot to tell, but you know, you said later on we would come back, you know, we revisit it again, and you know, and I can do it, add some more.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
But let me tell you this, sis. You know, I always say God is good. I just got a call before I got on the air that there is a school that want me to come out and talk about Miss Parks, and it's my grandson's school.
Bless your heart.
That's so funny. But anyway, you know, throw that in.
Well, you know what I call you, the walking archive. You have factual information that's not in the book. Information that you know firsthand. So congratulations. I'm happy for you, and those that are going to listen will learn and also be able to know even more about the late, great civil rights fighter indeed, Sister Rosa Parks. How do you describe her, ma'am? Because you knew her as a friend.
Yes, she was. She was feisty. She was I mean, she was just a beautiful person, quiet, but had her own mind. I mean, you couldn't tell her what to do, as far as you think, oh, well, she's all quiet and she don't thought, uh-uh. She was courageous to me. You know, that's the way I felt about her. And she was a fighter. And she was fearless, you know, also. Yeah, so that's just. And Miss Kathy Hughes, you know what? She introduced me to her.
So that's how you met Rosa
Parks.
That's
how I met Miss Parks, and she told me, take care of her, Ella.
How did you feel when
you
go back now. You said that Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes said, take care of her, Ella. What does that mean?
Okay. When I first met Miss Parks, I met her on Miss Hughes' radio show, her morning show. She told me, she said, Rosa Parks is going to be on my show. And she said, we're giving her a 77th birthday party at the Kennedy Center. And Miss Hughes and her station was involved. She was one of the, co-producers of the that birthday party for Miss Parks. So she came on the air, and then Miss Parks and Miss Hughes told me, come over, girl, I want you to meet her. And then I was on the host committee at the Kennedy Center. I was one of the hostesses. And they told me, you know, they would say there were stars coming in from everywhere. Cecily Tyson, just everybody all over the place. And then they would ask the hostess, to go and help the celebrities, what they needed, go, so whatever they needed. So they put me with Miss Parks, and I tried to fight it. Believe me, sis. I said, no, y'all give her to somebody else. Give her to Miss So-and-so. You know?
Why'd you feel like that?
I was just overwhelmed. I just felt like, I wouldn't be the, well, hey, I would say my low self-esteem kicked in and at the time. And I would say, and I was just thinking, oh, no, she needs somebody. Look at those, a lot of the women, were in politics and they were this and that and they were part of the movement. And I just felt that some of them should have been, But, no, it ended up to be me.
Dr. Hughes said,
And then when
Ella, you take care of her.
Uh-huh, and you take care of her. And I did that weekend, and let me see, the next, that after the weekend was over and maybe 2 days later after her and Miss Steele, her assistant and the lady that took care of her, called me. And I
now,
thought,
who? Are you talking about Dr. Hughes or are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about, I was just telling you, because I was, the weekend, that's all.
Somebody
I
called you.
What she was telling me was just, well, take care of her while you serving her.
Somebody called you. Did they call you from Dr. Hughes' camp or Rosa Parks' camp?
Well, that's what I'm saying. After the weekend, after I took care of her, all right, I got a call that Tuesday. And it was from Miss Parks, and I laughed because I thought some of my friends was playing a joke on me. I said, "Oh, girl, stop you! Don't!" I said, "Don't be playing with me." She said, "And she, I'm Ella. This is Miss Parks." And then Miss Steele got on the phone. She said, "Yeah, this is Miss Parks." I said, "So that's the way it went." Sis.
Okay. Well, it must have been something that you did to
This is what happened. My daughter, my middle daughter, she's an entrepreneur and a nurse, and that she was making pastries, cookies and stuff, and we were selling them and whatnot. So I told her, I said, fix Miss Parks a basket of your cookies, because they were really good. And I gave him to Miss Parks. She cooked real. My daughter cooked the healthy. She's like healthy food person. So the cookies there wasn't sugar, something like that. But anyway, I took them to her. And they were calling me to thank me for those delicious cookies, and can I get them some more? That's what she said. And that's what happened.
Okay. So that's how all of that got
her
started.
And Miss Hughes, and then Dr. Cedar Lewis Tucker, they were the ones who really, insisted that I so they trusted me. So I got to thank God for that and be, and that's the only thing I can come up with.
Well, to the audience, the Kennedy Center is in Washington, D.C. It's like Carnegie Hall of New York.
Right.
I mean, it is a very... the prestigious place to be, the prestigious stage of all times is at the Washington Kennedy Center, hosting an event, like you said, with Rosa Parks. And then you mentioned Dr. C. Delores Tucker. She was the second president, CEO of the National Congress of Black Women, and she succeeded Shirley the Honorable Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, and now today, just for a mention, today's CEO and president, of course, is Dr. E. Faye Williams. But it was Dr. C. Delores Tucker, you said, as well as Dr. Kathy Hughes and a few others that encouraged you, our guest, Sister Ella McCall Hagan, to work closely with the late great, whose birthday today is, and that is, of course, the civil rights fighter, Rosa Parks. Well, we thank you for that information, because we could go on and on.
Yeah, we could go on and on about that.
We could go on and on, but we want to go back.
We're going to go. I just want to say one more thing.
We want to talk about today. We want to go back to what we're going to talk about today, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm glad, one more thing before we go on.
I'm glad. Okay, we'll get to it. I'm glad that you did mention the birth date of Rosa Parks' birthday being today, February 4th, as you said, this calendar year, 2022. That is essential and important indeed. You have the floor, sister.
I just want to say that whenever you and I meet, I got these pictures that I need for you to see with Shirley Chisholm, Ms. Parks, Dr. Cedar Lawrence Tucker from the old regime. I got so many.
That's no problem.
I just wanted to see that with you.
I have seen those pictures. We had you at the Black Museum, the Black Heritage Museum in Southeast when it was there. It's not there anymore, and you brought out a lot of pictures. There was a group from California that came out. We'd be happy to see them again.
But that's just a drop in the bucket.
That's what I'm saying. When I did your exhibit. We know that you have, we call you the walking archive, and we are quite aware of who you are, the information you have. Let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to our main subject today.
All right.
Thank you again for everything you're mentioning, indeed, because we're all excited. We have the living legend herself, the business executive, the humanitarian, the community leader and organizer, and the accolades go on for Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes, owner and founder, as you mentioned in part one, of Radio One, that is now Urban Radio, and TV One. We didn't talk too much about TV One, but we left off with getting ready to hear. You had mentioned that her son, Alfred Liggins, had started Magic 102.3. And before you get into it, that is a radio station here in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. It's an FM radio station, and you said her son came back from California. Take us where you left us off, please. Our guest in this moment of Black history, talking about the son of Dr. Kathy Hughes. Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes, please.
Yeah. Like I said, Alfred is, I said, the love of her life, her beloved son. He came home. In fact, she asked him to come home because I stated before he was going to school out in California. I think it was the University of California, I believe. Well, anyway, you know, he came on home to help his mother and everything, and he ended up going to. She started him to, you know, working in the station, but you know, I call it the bottom. It's like not the bottom, but it's what you say, downstairs, right? Anyway, selling time and stuff on the radio, because you know that's how they stay in business, advertisement, and you had to go out and find advertisers and stuff like that. So Alfred was doing that for a long time and doing great, I thought. You know, and I always tell him, you hit the ground running and you never miss the beat. So. And, you know, other people were saying, oh, he's doing so good. And so he was going to UDC. He came back home and he started going to UDC. And he finished at UDC. Then he was doing so good, suggesting to her about the magic station. You know, it was a WMMJ FM station. And because, you know, the OL was AM. So. What she did, this young man did so well that he went to one of the best schools, and I said best schools in America, is Wharton. You've heard of Wharton. He got his MBA at Wharton School of Business, University of Pennsylvania. And while he was serving as president and general manager of Radio One, this young man, he just built the station up. He started, of course, with the Magic, and then he went on with, they went to Baltimore. They started the rap station, It's so many. I'm sorry. It's so many W's. But it was the the hip hop station. Mm-hmm. Kiss.
I think that's 92.3. I'm not sure they call that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Kiss. And she loved the gospel station. So you know they just built it up together. And his major, like, he was like, I was young. He was at the age of 30. He was like responsible for like $13 million in revenues. And you
you're so right, Sister Ella, because all I know is, you know, we're living here in D.C., and new black radio stations were popping up all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And he started.
And they were going back to the credibility of, you know, the Hughes family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kept hearing about Alfred. It's Alfred. Who is Alfred? That's her son.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, flying, like, he was flying like a tornado, not just
exactly.
in the DMV or Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
He was all over the
over
country. Is that right?
Yes, he was. He's all over the place. And, I mean, with all these ideas, some of them, of course, you know, she didn't want, she said, oh, she didn't want, but he kept on saying that mother, and like I said, they have such a beautiful bond together. You know, she listened, and she's glad that she listened to her child because he, I mean, and the television station, you know, she was not for no television station.
Are you saying Alfred?
Television, you know. And
are
he,
you saying Alfred is responsible?
Oh, of course,
the,
Alfred is responsible for the TV TV One. Oh yeah, Miss Hughes was not, you know, the cable television. She was not really, it was, to me, you know, she seemed like she wasn't too interested because radio was her baby. You know, radio was fine, but then, you know, I guess to compensate, he said, well, okay, Mom, we're going to get stations all over. But he spearheaded most of that stuff. She agreed, and like I think her thing, she loved the gospel stations, and she you know, helped put them together. Well, she helped, period, because I mean she was the person. She was, but anyway, I just Alfred did what you see today. Alfred is really, he's the CEO and everything, and she's still the chairperson. But he comes up with so many things. His ideas are so great. You know,
but you know what? He's just like his mother, innovative,
just like
bold,
his mother.
You know, straightforward,
mm-hmm.
intelligent, visionary.
Yeah,
he got to be a visionary individual.
Yes, he is visionary. And let me tell you something else that you don't know.
Okay, I will. He has to be a visionary because she owns more black radio stations than anyone in the United States of America. You have the floor, sister. Go ahead, sister.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you this. There's three people in her life that I think she's just like them, and that's her grandfather, who founded Pinewood, Mississippi Country Life School in Pinewood, Mississippi. His story is outstanding. There's also her mother, who helped found the Sweethearts of the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. She was a trombone player, and they traveled all over the world, even the Howard Theater and everything else. But her father, let me tell you about her father. Are you sitting down? Her father was an accountant. What is the highest? The certified accountant? The highest.
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
okay.
Guess who he worked for? Or one of his clients? Nation of Islam.
Okay.
The Nation.
The most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Elijah Muhammad, and
I
also thank for Minister Farrakhan. Her and Minister very close.
All praises are due to Allah. Mm. Yes, ma'am. So you said her three favorites are her grandfather,
her mother,
and her father.
And she loved, she adored her father. Her father was brilliant. He was a brilliant accountant, and he was a certified public accountant. That's the highest I think you can go.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's her father's name?
her, let me see, I don't know, I forgot his first name, but it's Woods, Mr. Woods.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. And you did mention Pioneer.
And her mother,
we're going to talk about that. We're going to get ready to go to a break shortly,
mm-hmm.
And then you won't be interrupted when mm-hmm. When you talk about Piney Woods, because it should be talked about indeed. Mm-hmm. We are with our guest, Sister Ella McCall Hagen. She is a historian indeed for the black community indeed. She doesn't need any letters behind her name to be called a certified, bona fide, make no mistake about it, a person that has knowledge, experience, information, that has accounts of so many things in, not things, but so many truths in black history. So what we need to do, since we study black history 24/7 permanently, every school, every person that has a radio show, a television show, this sister, our guest, you want her to be your guest, because you and I will be reading her book in just a minute. She was talking about Kathy Hughes' book, The Last. You know, we asked, is she going to be an author? And you said that Miss Hughes would say to you what, ma'am?
I forgot what I...
Well, what she was saying,
wasn't
yeah,
ready yet.
In your book.
She wasn't ready to write the book yet. But I think she's building. You know, she's building it up. She's doing getting all kinds of different information.
That's to the end of the time information.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you want to have things accurate.
Exactly.
Accurate and things like that, because, I mean, she was honored in the Great Black Wax Museum.
Mm-hmm.
She
sure
Baltimore.
Was.
They have unveiled
mm-hmm.
a wax figure in the
mm-hmm.
National Black
Mm-hmm.
Wax Museum in mm-hmm. Baltimore, and that's another reason to visit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black history, you mm-hmm. can't squeeze it into just
right.
February. A lot of people criticize,
right.
well, why did they put it in February? It's the shortest mm-hmm. month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the start person, the father of black history, was the late, great Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Is that
know
right,
Know him,
ma'am?
Too. Got a story about him.
Oh, shucks now. So you have to come back where we can talk about him. And that's what we're saying to the listeners.
Right.
We need to own and control our story.
Right.
We. Why not? Well, when you go to China,
mm-hmm.
you think they're going to ask me to come up and talk about Chinese history? I don't
mm-hmm.
care how well read I am.
Right.
I could have lived in China three generations.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I am a China person or a Chinese person, they are qualified to tell their own story.
Right.
They don't need me to tell. I probably could tell it, but not
mm-hmm.
from the soul.
Yeah.
Not from the spirit
mm-hmm.
like we do in black history.
Exactly.
We need to tell this story, Sister Ella,
mm-hmm.
because you talking about a story.
Mm-hmm.
There is no story parallel to
mm-hmm.
our story.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special story.
Mm-hmm.
This is a godly story. This is a story that does not need to be touched by any other nationality
mm-hmm.
before we give permission. We need to control our story.
Exactly.
We don't need nobody messing up anything about
Thank
this
you.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, sister?
You are right.
Definitely. We need to stand up and act
mm-hmm.
like we understand. So invite our sister
mm-hmm.
to your school.
Mm-hmm.
Let our sister Ella McCall Hagen go tell the stories and go share the stories. And then we record what she's saying, written,
mm-hmm.
audio, video, doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
so that we can protect and preserve the integrity and mostly the truth of our story. So when somebody 3 years, 3 days down the road try to tell us something about our story,
mm-hmm.
we can fact check them. because mm-hmm. it's important to keep all stories accurate and truthful, but especially this story. There is no other story in the halls of life like the black man and the black woman, especially here in the United States, but not confined to the United States. That's why we have our guest here, Sister Ella McCall Hagen. When we want to know about Dr. Kathy Hughes, you call Sister Ella McCall Hagen and so many others.
Mm-hmm.
So many others, because Sister Ella McCall Hagen is a friend of Kathy Hughes. I was wrong about the commercial time. You can start off the Piney Woods information. You had mentioned it. You said that to Kathy Hughes, the three most important people that she shared with you in her life, you said her grandfather, her mom, and her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned Piney Woods. For those that don't know about Piney Woods, Sister,
mm-hmm.
thank you for hearing me, but now you have the floor, Sister Ella McCall Hagen.
Okay. Her grandfather was named Lawrence Clifford Jones, and I think he was born in, 1884, and he died in 1975. But he was the founding president of the Piney Wood Country Life School in Piney Wood, Mississippi. I think it was 1909. And he was, he went to school, he graduated, and during that time, you know how difficult that was. And he learned that the illiteracy was so in Mississippi was so high, and he decided to open up a school. And the thing that got me, he started off with, and I think about Miss Hughes, they said he stepped off the train and walked into the halls of the Piney Wood carrying only a few clean shirts, a Bible, a couple of textbooks, his diploma, and $1.65. and that's what he had. And so he started the school. It was an old abandoned, like a sharecropper's, what do you call, like where they keep, things in a barn or something like that, sharecropper's barn. And he started the school. And the thing that got me was the fact that he had the kids, the students, and I guess the people around him, the people who finally was going to get an education, they all pitched in and they built the school. The kids and the just like they built Miss Hughes Station, the community built Miss Hughes. The community of the Mississippi came and, built his station, his school. And from then on, he was teaching. He was, bringing in teachers and doing all kinds of great things for those students. But one, what happened, I guess during the Depression, when money got low and everything was running out, the school was almost ready to fail. So what he did, he got a group that went to the school that was singers, I guess gospel singers. They started out and they went around the country, and that's how they were raising money. And that's how Miss Hughes' mother started the other group, because she was a part of the group. They would go everywhere singing, and they would, people would give them money and stuff. And that kept the school alive and thriving and going. But it was from the people and, of course, from the community. And today the school is there. It's beautiful. It's that's one of my charities. I give the Piney Woods, and I ask everybody else to donate, because these children come from everywhere, black children.
Well, look, let's interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
politely take that break, come back,
mm-hmm.
because the key thing is the school is still going on
and
today.
Yes, right, and she supports.
We're listening at www.blackonblackunity.com. We are so excited, sitting at the feet of our guest, Sister Ella McCall Hagen, telling us factual information about the father of Dr. Kathy Hughes, the icon today, the business executive, humanitarian, community leader and organizer, and so much more. So we're going to take this quick break, come right back right here. I'm Nia2X. Stand by, please.
Hello, everyone. I am Sally Ann House, your host for Self-Love Now. And you are invited to join me and my guest every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Looking forward to your presence and with lots of happiness to have you come and listen to my guest and myself. Again, Sally Ann House, host of Self Love Now. Thank you.
And you can hear Miss Sally Ann House every Friday at 11 a.m. right here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. That's www.blackonblackunity.com. Thank you, Sister Sally Ann. Also, sponsoring this portion of the program is our good friends from Tri-State Funeral Services. Tri-State Funeral Services is one of the most professional funeral services in Washington, D.C. Now, they pride themselves in serving families in their greatest time of need. Tri-State Funeral Services live up to their well-earned reputation of serving families with dignity, respect, and compassion. They can assist your family celebrate your loved one, no matter your religion, culture, or budget. Did I mention Tri-State Funeral Services also provide aftercare, pre-planning, and cremation? Visit them at 1505 Kenilworth Avenue, Northeast D.C. Give them a call at 202-882-1202. That's 202-882-1202. They serve the entire DMV. All right. Thank you for our sponsors, indeed. And we go back to our wonderful guest, talking about the father at this time of Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes, one of Dr. Hughes's most profound admirers, indeed. Our guest, Ella McCall Hagen, said that she truly embraced her grandfather, her mother, and her father. Mm-hmm. And her father's name, she said, is Lawrence Clifford Jones.
That's her grandfather.
Thank you for the correction, sister. Her grandfather is Lawrence Clifford Jones. I appreciate that.
Right.
And Mr. Jones founded Piney Woods
Country Life School.
Oh, thank you. Piney Woods Country Life School, and it's located in Mississippi.
Piney Woods, Mississippi.
Okay, sister, go ahead. Tell us the story, because you said that the school almost fell down, like so much did during the Depression, the start of it, 1929, 1930. But he was able to use that genius within himself and found a way to keep the school going, and you said it's still going today. Go ahead, sister.
Well, I just wanted to say about him that he succeeded against all odds, you know, all odds, batting racism, because you can feel yourself there in Mississippi at that time. You know, racism, tornadoes, financial woes, and attempted lynching. So I guess he saw it all. And he said in 1918, they said a mob was coming, I guess, to get rid of the school or whatever. And say instead of lynching him, they say that the crowd ended up passing the hat and collecting money for his school. Now,
we got a wait a minute moment. We have a wait a minute moment. Hold up, wait a minute. Now that again is some big bad black beautiful history news right there. You said the mob was going out to get her grandfather, Mr. Jones. And what happened to make them take the rope, put it down, and get a hat? Do you know the story?
I don't know. I guess maybe because he probably was so smart and a genius that he talked, you know, talked to them. He probably rapped, you know. And,
you know what? You could take the word probably out.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but he
to
did.
To your point, Sister Ella, you said, hey, you know how it was back in the day. We know how it is today, 2022. You
right.
talking about 19 anything,
right.
The racism, the
right.
horrors of the racism, and here's a lynch mob coming to get a brother.
Right.
And they go out there, and the brother got to be a genius. That's
right.
nothing short of a genius if you know black history. Is that right, Sister
right.
Ella?
That's right. That's what they
the rage
what,
and fire
and you know it's documented.
History.
It's not you know me. I don't do no hearsay. What people tell me, it's documented, so it can be you know found. You can look it up and find it. But I'm just saying that's what he did, and that's why Kathy Hughes is who she is today. I mean, woof.
I mean, back to Piney Wood. Just that one fact alone, we should be supporting
exactly.
The today, just
supporting
that,
that school, and they turn out some. The kids go to college, and the summer they had a summer camp, and that's what we were sending. She was sending the kids from my shelter, some of the shelter kids, to the summer camp for a month. And guess who was the chaperone taking them down there and go back to get them? Brother
you
Bay.
You know I can't guess.
I'm sorry, Brother Bay. Was the one
Brother
who was
Bay.
Taking
the
kids down,
tying
the kids down, and going back and get them and bringing them back. Those
the
kids
position
had
position in the kitchen. The late great Brother Bay.
Brother
helped
Bay
helped save my life for a pre-surgery I was getting ready to have, and I would go to his place on 4th Street, Northeast D.C. every day to get the nutrition to build my body prior to the surgery. He would take them all the way down and go back and pick
yes,
them
he would.
Up.
And they loved him, you know, because Brother Bay was, you know, he was a teacher. He was just everything. And that's right. And this, and we would she'd raise money on the air. People would come in. People would send money in. I mean, it was really wonderful. And the school is so pretty because I have all this land down there and everything, you know, he acquired through the years and everything. And it's a beautiful place. Yeah, well, that's where my money goes. For I have other charities, and that's one of my charities. And I tell people all the time, I got different people who, you know, who's sending, whenever they can, sending money to the school.
Well, before we get off, we're going to need an exact information where the listeners can send donations. I'm sure their tax write-offs because those type of schools it's that type of information, the history and the legacy of Piney Woods. You said Piney Woods Country School, that's the
Country Life
name?
School. Piney Wood Country Life School.
Country Life?
It's Life. They say Piney Woods, but it's the Piney Wood Country Life School.
Okay, yeah, I'm writing it down now, you know, so I can help pass the information to others because everybody likes to give, everybody likes to donate, especially when we know it's getting to the source. A lot of people donate during disasters, and then sometimes, too often, we find out that the donations, especially like to Haiti, there were billions, not millions, billions of dollars that people are still talking about after a horrible earthquake took place in Haiti. and billions were raised, where people are not completely sure if all of the billions went there. When you go to Haiti today, it's like, well, where are they? You know,
right.
I'm sure parts of Haiti is built up, but where the masses of our people live, we had a reverend on here twice. Well, we've had him on here once, and he has given us the 411, the official lowdown, if you will, about Haiti. So just that fact, when you're giving to the Piney Woods Country Life School, I hate to toot my horn, but I have to, because I want the listening audience to know when you're giving to this charity, it's getting there.
Right.
They're going to get it. And they use the money, as our guest is telling us, to help educate and build our children. Are all of the children black? Are other...
Well, that's like a HBCU, in a way, and so that it's majority black.
Right.
And you know,
we like to give out truthful, factual information.
Exactly.
Just keep that school going.
Right.
And we want you to give us, even if Sister Ella McCall Hagen does not give us the information.
I can give you the address, you know.
Oh, you do have it. Okay.
Huh?
All right. Do you have their email address or their website?
Okay, I got the, let me see.
When you do, we'll get it from you before this interview is over.
I have it.
We'll make sure we get it, because we want to get all the information in about our esteemed subject figure, and that is, of course, Dr.
Ms. Hughes supports that school, believe me. And we got the children from this area and from all over the nation that's attending, black kids that's attending the Country Life School, Piney Woods.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know yesterday we knew about three or four subjects we want to get in today about Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes. We touched on two, her son, Alfred Charles Liggins, and, of course, the Piney Woods Country Life School. What was that third subject about Dr. Hughes, that we want to make sure we get in today?
Jeez, so much. One of the things I just wanted to say, her drive and everything, as we have covered now, from her, you know, the three individuals that I named, and probably other people too that were mentors to her. I know. I'm sorry. One of the things that happened with the listeners in the community, when the Washington, what they call them now, commanders, when the Washington, formerly known as the Washington football team, won the Super Bowl with Doug Williams,
back in the 1980s. Go ahead, sister. Yes, ma'am.
First black quarterback. Okay, Miss Hughes was a big fan, and she season tickets. You know, she was involved, and she knew Doug Williams and had him on the air, and you know, blah blah blah. When he won, everybody was excited, and she said, "Okay, let's go." He's from not New Orleans, but he's from Louisiana,
right?
I can't think of the name of that man right now, but anyway, it's like right next door to New Orleans. So we talked about, in her head, she came up with this idea. Okay, charter a plane, we go down there, we have the hotel and everything, a package deal. And so she presented us with the package deal. And she chartered the plane, and, the plane was filled. And the mayor then, Mayor for Life Marion Barry, he went up. It was beautiful. We marched in the parade. They had a parade for Doug. And Doug was so nice to everybody. He was so nice to us and really, really happy that we were coming down for his city, you know, that was honoring him. And that was, I thought that was really, that was one of my breathtaking moments in history, black history. And it was just a wonderful thing. And for her to even come up with an idea like that, I mean, just everybody was, you know, we were trying to get there. And that's what, I mean, that's what happened. And that's what she thought about. That's honoring people, honoring our own, you know. So that was
I remember, too, sister, you're so right. When Doug Williams, I don't think he was the first black quarterback.
He was.
I think he was. Huh?
He was. I mean, he was the first to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's different.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
The main thing was the Super Bowl. Yeah, I thought I said it too. Well, anyway, he was the first black quarterback who won the Super Bowl. That's
right.
What it was.
That's
mm-hmm.
correct. He was the first black. And what happened here in D.C., going back, you're taking us down memory lane for sure. You talking about a united city.
Mm-hmm.
The city didn't see
black
and white and Hispanic and Asian. The city saw gold and red.
Exactly.
That is just true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the city, when Doug Williams won that game, there was a aura around the city. There was a vibration around the entire DMV, when I say the city, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're sharing with us what Dr. Kathy Hughes did, as usual, she elevated the love.
Yes, she did.
She elevated, you know, the feeling that Washington, D.C., because I am not a Redskin fan, sister.
Mm-hmm.
However,
not anymore.
I'm not a Redskin fan after that ordeal with Doug. That's when I left. I'm a DC fan of every team. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is what happened at that time, what happened at that time, it was about Doug Williams. It was about Kathy Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And what she did was, again, just so rewarding, so powerful.
Exactly.
Because the city basically did come together as a football team. I know what I wanted to say, that I'm not a fan now of the Commanders, as you said. I think their name, was revealed just this week, the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
But being at that time when they were the Washington Redskins, Lord, just raced out of my head again. But it'll come back, I pray, because, again, it's an attestment to Dr. Hughes and how she, again, took the love of honoring what happened in this city, because it changed the dynamics when a brother was able to not perform, but to deliver the Super Bowl championship to Washington, D.C.
I'm
not going to slip this time, everybody. Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. fans of that team, I don't care what name you call them.
Right.
They have taught me, and I have to give the fans the respect. They love that team beyond my understanding.
Right.
I don't understand it, but I'm not going to knock them. You know, I'm not going to put them down. But they love that team, now called the Commanders, and I think all last year they were called the Washington Football Team, as you said.
Right.
And they were well known as the Washington Redskins. So they've graduated from insulting the native brothers and sisters who were saying, we don't like you calling that. So they finally graduated from that. But it's the fans that I was trying to remember. I don't understand the loyalty they will stick with them fans. They can lose like they are. You keep losing and losing.
Mm.
I'm not rubbing it in, fans, because you got to be careful talking about their fans. They ain't going to let you talk about them but so much. Are you a Washington Commander fan, Miss Ella McCall Hagan?
Am I a fan? Is that what you asked me? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I know I'm not.
Is Miss Hughes, Dr. Hughes,
as far as I know, I think she's still a fan. I haven't,
well, I not be talking
haven't discussed
too much,
it man. Lately, but I believe that, I know she was one of the, you know, like I said, and I have a daughter, my oldest daughter, Lord have mercy. So, she might be, I'm not sure. But
I see, I see.
But
I'm
a fan of,
yeah,
I am a fan of a ball team, but... not them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She is just known, Dr. Hughes, for that humanitarian...
Exactly.
Taking things to another level. As you
right.
told us, for an example, the first radio station that she worked at, and she increased the revenue to
right.
a serious another level. This is just who she is. Always taking... ordinary situation to an extraordinary situation. Is that right, Sister Ella?
Yeah, yeah. And
it comes from the heart. It's not for show, as you kept saying in part one.
That's right. It's definitely from her heart. And one of the things, you know, I said that I call Alfred her beloved son, and I just want to mention this to him. When he graduated from Walton, you know, like I said, that prestigious MBA, business administration and everything, she gave him a huge party. And it's up on 16th Street. It's the Meridian. It's like a mansion, Meridian Hill
okay.
mansion, I believe. And, I mean, it was just fabulous. And she made him feel so good. You know, his mom, you just love to see mothers and sons and daughters, whatever. But she announced, she gave him the mantle. You know what I mean? She passed it on. In front
all right
of,
now.
From the people from the community. She had all kinds of guests from everywhere and a show and everything. And she, you know, okay, this is, he's CEO now. He's taken over. He has proved himself. And
no
then
doubt.
After that was when all of the, you know, the big, I mean, station after station came along. But she made that young man feel so good. And it has to start with when there's a mother that's single mother that's raising a son, especially a son, children, period. But you got to make that child, that boy, you got to let him know that I got your back, son. And I want you to do this and I want you to do that. And I got your back. And this is what she had me in tears that day. And this is what she did with her boy, you know.
And I think it was reciprocated because just like you said, any parent is so gratified to watch their children graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you have described to us, I mean, today, that family owns more black radio stations than anyone in this country. And if we continue to watch Brother Alfred continue to unveil and do his thing and show who he is coming from that great family that you described to us today, he has to scratch the surface. That brother is on his way.
Hey,
indeed.
I mean,
we're at the end, sister. You want? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, I just said every time I see him, my heart go pity-pat.
I know that's right.
He's my nephew.
It's 11:59. You want to give out the Piney Woods Country Life School information?
Okay, it's okay, we'd like to give you, it's at donate, D-O-N-A-T-E, donate, dot. PineyWoods.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it again, please.
Donate. D-O-N-A-T-E dot. PineyWoods.org. org organization.
Pineywoods.org. Okay, and Piney mm-hmm. is spelled P-I-N-E-Y, and there's an S on Woods. So
right.
that's donate.pineywoods.org.
Mm-hmm.
Please
mm-hmm.
give, and please give generously indeed. We
mm-hmm.
thank you, Sister Ella McCall Hagen. You see how fast that hour went?
Uh-huh, it sure did. And I thank you again for.
Oh, I thank you, sister.
Me.
We all thank you indeed. We praise Almighty Allah God for you indeed.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to call Piney Woods Country Life School, 601-845-2214.
Mm-hmm.
601-845-2214. This is an active part of liberation and our freedom as we march toward our king thrones and queen thrones and going back to what we need to do, being the first human beings on the planet, indeed. No brag. No, indeed. We thank Almighty Allah God for making us in his image and in his likeness first. So we have more work to do than anybody else. We're the oldest. We have more work to do than anybody else. Instead of us sitting around blaming, look at this, look at that. No, please, pick up your ink pen. Please, pick up your telephone, Cash App. Call and get their Cash App if they have one, 601-845-2214. Sister Ella,
mm-hmm.
let's just go unconventional. You got to come back. We're looking at part three. We're looking
all
at
right,
part
anytime.
Three. We're looking up at Piney Woods, and
uh-huh.
we're talking about the living legend herself, Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes, owner of TV1, owner of Urban Radio, used to be called Radio 1. Sister, we're going to give you the closing comments, and will you come back to do part three?
I sure will. Whenever you
are
need
you telling me, us you ran out of information? That's it for Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes.
That's her slogan is information is power.
Go ahead, sister. Yes, it is.
And WOL,
you have more information, right?
Right. And WOL, we offer love.
Absolutely. So, sister, you can close it up. WOL for those. That is her flagship first
mm-hmm.
station right here in Washington, D.C., 4th and H Street. H is in house, 4th and H Street, Northeast,
mm-hmm.
right here in D.C. Sister, you have the last 15, 20 seconds of closing this part two
mm-hmm.
of Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes.
Oh, God, what can I say? I just thank God. I have to thank my creator for allowing me to just know all of these wonderful sisters, and you included, sis, who changed my life, who made things for the better for me. And I just appreciate it because, you know, I came from pretty rough circumstances, but, you know, I just thank God that so many people changed my. They saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And Ms. Hughes was the main one. She really, you know, and if I didn't appreciate it, she get me. Stop talking about yourself. Do what you're supposed to do, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, we
want
to thank you.
No low self-esteem here. You know, you know you can do so and so and so. And
yes,
and
ma'am.
I, you know, I just like to thank, and she won awards.
Wait, over the time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
we want to make sure we get it. If we go too far
right.
over, we'll
okay.
lose the whole
thank
content.
Thank you, sis. Thank you, thank
no,
you. God
no, thank you.
You.
I mean, part three, you just pick it up at part three, and we keep rolling because Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes has that show, Unsung Heroes, and
oh, yeah.
we need to start singing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start applauding. We need
uh-huh.
to start recognizing. We need to start appreciating who God puts in our lives because she's in our lives
amen.
Knowing her or not. We're talking about Sister Dr. Kathy Hughes, and we've been talking about her with our guest, Sister Ellen Hagen McCall. I'm sorry, Sister Ella McCall Hagen, giving us part two of this vital Black history information found at www.blackonblackunity.com. So keep it right here at that station, because we have plenty of more to share with you. We are profanity-free and honored to be right here on NIA2X Radio, the voice of the people. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to the listeners, indeed. And thank you to our very special guest, Sister Ella McCall Hagen. Peace to everyone.